Hi, I'm Steve Carroll. I'm the dev manager for the Visual C++ team.
Hey, I'm Gabriel Disraes on the C++ team.
And welcome to Going Native number 45. Today we're here to talk to you about build throughput and a new feature inside of Visual Studio 2015 Update 1, where we have made a partnership with the IncrediBuild people to help improve your build throughput. And welcome back. We're here with Ankit today. Ankit, can you introduce yourself?
I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio team. I've worked in various areas in C++, on the linker, on the code generation phase. Now looking at more about the throughput for build tools, compiler, linker, MS build, and also looking after the cross-platform story that we have with C++ going on. So it's a very exciting time for us, right. And thanks for having me here.
Cool. So today I think we're here to talk about, from the
long list, IncrediBuild, right?
Yes.
All right. So what is new and cool with IncrediBuild and Visual Studio 2015?
I think a lot of people already know about IncrediBuild, but I'll still say it again just so that people know. It's really a software acceleration technology, and one of the things that it accelerates, among other things, is your build.
Okay.
So when you're building your application, and let's say you're like, oh, the compiler's taking forever, the linker's taking forever, one of the things you can do is you can use IncrediBuild. It has advantages both if you're using a single node and building in your local development box, or you're building on a cluster by using accelerating agents and all that. We've done a lot of stuff there with VS 2015 Update 1, as you know, hopefully, or as people will find out now.
I've been known to use it, yes.
Yes. That's some of the stuff that's been great, and I can get into that.
It's a build accelerator. It lets you go from one node to many nodes,
and
now it's bundled directly in Visual Studio.
That's the big news, right? IncrediBuild gives you many services, right? Previously, as a part of their experience, they had this trial version where they give you everything, where that includes the ability to be able to build and use multiple cores in your box, great visualization tools. They'll tell you that when you build your application, in some cases your build is CPU heavy, in some cases I/O heavy. Mm-hmm. So people who are looking after this build, they can actually take a look at this and be like, okay, what's limiting my build performance? Is it like if I add more CPU to it, my build will go faster? Is it an I/O problem? So you have great visualization tools. You have the ability to parallelize your build across multiple cores. Another thing that we've seen very commonly with our customers is that when you're building an app, and let's say you're running Outlook or some heavy apps in the background, sometimes your machine will stall because you parallelize too much using our parallelization switches that we have today.
Like the slash MP and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, I mean, there's really a history of switches that we have. So let's do a recap on that. So you have a slash M today on the MS build level, and you can set that. And if you set
what
that,
do you do?
So basically, like, let's say you have a solution, you have multiple projects, and you have slash M set to 2, then we'll basically build multiple projects in parallel at the solution level.
Okay.
Then inside that, you have the compiler, which has slash MP, which basically allows you to do massive parallels on the compiler level. So when I do
cross compilation units?
Yeah, you're doing CL, A.cpp, B.cpp, C.cpp. If I write the right slash MP value, each one of those will be compiled by its own compiler instance. But it doesn't end there. On the back end now, when you're doing the code generation, especially for whole program optimization, when you're building your app and you're building that call tree, the global call tree, we have something called CG threads, which then again is something that you can set a number for, and that will help you parallelize the code generation phase as well. So you basically have three levels of parallelization today, on the MS build level, on the compiler level, and the code generation level.
Okay.
And also on the linker level. So it really gets it becomes really a tuning exercise for people to first get it right. Like, what should be my slash M versus slash MP? Mm-hmm. If my slash M is higher and my slash MP is low, what kind of throughput will I get for that? And currently the problem that we have with MS build today is that, there's no controlling unit that controls what's the right number of parallelism for your project and build structure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In case of a solution where you have multiple projects and each project is really small, having a high slash M value might be really useful. Whereas if you have only two projects and there's thousands of translation units or compiler source files you have, having slash MP higher might be more useful.
Yep.
So how do you get that right is really hard for customers.
Mm-hmm. So IncrediBuild is sort of the orchestration that helps you dynamically select the right values from that. Is that the right way to think about it?
Right, exactly, as you mentioned, Steve, right? So with IncrediBuild now in place that, I don't have the headache of setting slash M or slash MP or CG threads or any of that. Leave it to IncrediBuild, and IncrediBuild will realize what kind of resources are there available in the box. If you have a lot of CPU capacity, it will basically try to maximize that. If you have really a lot of I/O, it will try to maximize that. Mm-hmm. So it basically scales it to your build needs.
Dynamically,
right? And the other thing we've noticed is that, especially for build engineers, right? When you're working in a team, let's say that me and Steve and Gabby's working on, we have different development machines, right? And we have all different resources. If I hard code in my build file slash MP to be 10,
right,
that might be great for my machine. and why we build really fast for my machine. But by that, by really slow down your machine, Steve, because you're running Outlook and you know all that other kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah, they don't really have a real machine.
So in this case, because Incredible will dynamically play around with it and adjust automatically for the right platform, the right architecture, that's another advantage that you don't have to hard code for that scenario. And previously, in that scenario, what would happen is that people will choose the lowest common denominator. So even though they can parallelize the build for my resources, they will do it for Steve's because that's the lowest common denominator in the team.
Oversubscription in some ways is like the worst possible option, right? Because things are fighting, right?
Exactly. Like oversubscription, build becomes slow, your machine becomes unusable. So those are the kind of cases like with that dynamic resource management that Incredible provides. That's one of the perks there, right? And another major perk that's a little bit more hidden. Currently, let's say you have a solution and you have two projects, right? And project one depends on project two. Project one won't start building till project two is completely built today, with them is built.
Okay.
But what Incredible will do, like if you take a look at the build stages, right, you start from, you know, initiating the build to the compiler compiling and the linker linking. Mm-hmm. So in some cases, what you can do is you can start the compilation phase of project one in parallel with the compilation phase of project two, you know, once you figure out that the dependencies are of the right sort of nature. So it gives you those fine-grained dependencies, which creates a more parallelized build plan with Incredible versus MS Build.
I see.
And previously, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, these were all features available in the trial version, but they were not free.
Okay.
Right? Free, like free beer.
This is like free beer, free pizza, you know. So these
no
are basically
string
no strings attached here. with the freeware version that the partnership that we have with Incredible now, we can essentially download Incredible. We have a new mechanism of downloading Incredible now from within the File New Project menu. There's a Build Accelerator section there, and I think I'm going to be doing a demo. You can see that in that demo. But essentially, once you install it from that mechanism, all these features, the dynamic resource management, the ability to be able to create a more parallelized build plan with final grain dependencies, and the visualization tools, you just get that out of the box for free. And I think, like, in our local benchmarking that we did here, building Ogre and Ace and QT project, we see anywhere about 10 to 20% gain. So there's no reason why, you know, anybody should wait. I mean, you should just go right now and get this going and start using that.
Finish watching the video, of course.
Yes, finish watching the video. But essentially, you know, there's no reason why, you know, you guys shouldn't try this out and see how this helps you. And I think this is one of the things that we've done with Incredible to help, you know, developers' lives in this release.
And then if you've enjoyed the free tier, what is the premium stuff?
Right, so this is all stuff that you can do on your own development box, right? But as I mentioned, Incredible is really a software accelerator or a build accelerator, which basically helps you improve your build times by multi-x by allowing you to now use other CPU resources, which could be, you know, for example, I can create a network where mine and Steve and Gabby's machine are basically helping machines or accelerator machines where I can also run Incredible. So when I'm doing a build on my machine, For things that are parallelizable, especially the compile phase, I can compile them across the three machines now, so I get a really good speed up there.
Got it.
Like, I think in the project demo that I'm going to be doing, like QT is like a 20x gain there. And that still is the paid product features are Incredible, but the trial version is still available, and you can try that out and see how that works.
Great. Yeah. How many cores can you utilize with the
free? Right. So with the free tier right now, you can go up to 8 cores.
Okay.
And we think that that's, we basically use telemetry on the product, and we figured out that most developers usually have up to 8 cores. And apologize for all the gamers out there who have these really nice machines with like 20 and 30 cores and whatnot. But
they already have bragging rights.
They already have bragging rights, we're hoping, and there's other work that we're doing that, you know, to help them out from a throughput perspective. But this is really for the other kind of customer segment, which is currently not being able to use Incredible because of its nature, its paid and all that. And they can leverage and get 10-20% at least out of it for free.
So to recap, if I take Visual Studio IDE,
yes.
How do I get Incredible? Do I need to do anything specific?
We'll show the demo, but just to, you know, just maybe vocalize it again. Like, we added this new mechanism in 2015 where we allow the installation of these, you know, partners that we really care about and offer a premium experience to our users through this mechanism called a breadcrumb template. So if you go in the File New Project menu now, there's a Build Accelerator node there. You click on it, and you'll start seeing a template there saying that install Incredible for Visual Studio.
Oh, okay. So it's just there.
It's just there.
Open projects, and I have it released, and just clicked it.
And do you need update one for this, or?
It works both for 2015 and update one. Okay.
So those things are based along a feed so that we can sort of offer things into the existing.
Exactly. So if you're 2015 or update one, or you're going to moving to update two when update two comes out, it should just magically work for you. So that's what we're hoping for.
Great. Let's take a look at a demo.
So here's a short demo on how to get started with Incredible. Installing Incredible is now even easier as it can be installed via the File New Project menu dialog. Notice the Build Extra to Menu item under this File New Project dialog. Using this template, I can easily install Incredible. This is a fairly fast click-through install, and once the install is complete, you will see Incredible light up as a part of the main menu bar in Visual Studio. For showing some incredible capabilities, I picked up the popular Audacity application, which is written in C++. Building Audacity with Incredible is easy, and this can be done by launching the Incredible menu and choosing Rebuild Solution. But before we get there, let's take a look at the Agent Settings section that Incredible provides. Using the Agent Settings section that Incredible provides, a developer can set up Incredible to build on local or remote nodes. Another property that I do want to talk about that Incredible provides is the predictive execution feature. Using this feature, Incredible allows for performing dynamic resource management and creation of a more parallelized build plan compared to MS Build, which allows for faster builds. In our labs, we saw anywhere from between 10 to 20% performance improvements when building with predictive execution enabled. As a result of the collaboration between Microsoft and Incredible, this feature is now available as a part of the free version of the Incredible bundle. With that said, let's now go ahead and build Audacity with Incredible using the Rebuild Solution command. Users can see the progress of their build using the Incredible output window. The Agent section on the left allows me to view the number of cores currently being used for my build. Once Incredible has done preparing the build task, which is really the build plan generation, the build load is split across the cores in the Agent section. Green boxes denote successful compilations, whereas the yellow boxes here denote compilations with warning messages. Another really cool feature that Incredible provides is that I can actually dynamically see the usage of my resources as my build happens. For doing so, I can bring up the view system graphs. As you can see, these graphs are now plotting different attributes such as the CPU usage, user time, total physical memory being used, and the number of assigned CPUs currently on which this build is being performed. All in all, this is a great set of features that Incredible provides, and we would love to hear the feedback that you have with trying out Incredible with Visual Studio.
I hope you enjoyed the demo that Ankit made, and after this video, I hope you go and grab the link and download update one and enjoy. Happy holiday, and see you next year.
Next year.